Hello?
Hey, Baron. John with Local Splash.
Okay.
All right. So, got everything up and running, man. I'm so sorry. So,
business,
let's confirm here. First thing is, before, again, I want to make sure that, you know, we have everything properly. What's your first pet's name, sir?
North.
All right. Perfect. Just get used to that, man. All right. So, I have the business address, 78365. California 111, right? In his suite 330. Is that one?
No, you got it wrong. It's 78365 Highway 111.
All right. Let me put this back in here. Highway 111. And that's suite 330, La Quinta 92253, right?
That is correct.
All right. Finally, we got something right here, man. All right. If you don't mind, just because that happened, can I update this a few times with you on the phone before we do any type of process of payment?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because that could be a huge factor of prolonging things with Google sending the postcard to you, right? Remember, it's going to validate everything. So it has to be on point. If not, they flag it and it takes way longer. So I don't want that to happen to you. So if you don't mind being patient with me, I'm going to go ahead and refresh it a few times here just to make sure it doesn't change out, okay? All right, perfect.
Did I have asked you a question?
Questions? Go ahead. Fire away.
That address is my UPS box number.
Is it a physical address?
It's a UPS store. I don't like nobody coming to my house.
Oh, okay. Okay, so here's the thing. When it comes to Google, we don't have to, I could put in the notes here to make sure not to show your address on Google. This is just for Google to verify. They have to have a physical address. That's the only thing. So it can't be a P.O. box or anything like that.
And I did that before, and my address, and you look at all some of the old advertising. My home address is on everything, and it was not supposed to be like that. Yeah.
No. We make sure. Actually, as a matter of fact, I have heard this from like a long time ago and stuff, but not recently ever, for a while now. But even with customers that have a physical address as their business, that's their home, as soon as we know that it is a home address, we don't post it unless they want us to, like if they request it. But we automatically don't post it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I just can't have anybody coming to my house like that. And it's happened before in my Pasadena. See, I got people coming up asking, I got a plumbing problem. And your address is going, can you come help me?
Oh, no. All right. We'll definitely make sure, I'm putting this right now to make sure that it does not, does not show here.
That is, that's a definitely a no-no. What guarantee do I have that doesn't happen?
The guarantee is, as soon as we talk with you, even tomorrow too, you can ask them and say, "Hey, listen, is my address going to show on there?" Because they're going to be working on this stuff, and I'll have them. If they don't say that it is, then you know that there's some kind of mess up on there. But I'm looking at my notes right now, man. So I'm very diligent with that, as you can tell. I don't even accept payment until I know that for a fact I have everything right here. Okay. So that's important to me. Okay. So give me a second here. I'm just refreshing a few times because of that one last time. It kind of made sure that I do it a few times here just in case. I put above and above and below for you, okay? So don't worry.
Okay.
It's on notes everywhere. All right. Right. Here we go. Okay. This is looking good here. Refresh. I'm just going to refresh it one more time. That's it. I got you. Okay. 78365 California 111 Suite 330. Good. That one's good. Let's go back to the other way here. Make sure my notes are above it here. Saying Do not show physical address. Yep.
Well, I want to give you the physical address. Remember?
Oh, okay. So this is not the right. Okay.
That's my box. Remember? That's
okay. Got it. Okay. So what is the physical address then?
My physical address that's not to be showed on any advertising is 44850 Seeley, S-E-E-L-E-Y, Drive, La Quinta, California, 92253.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to make sure refresh again. Okay, here we go. That looks good. And we are golden, sir. Let me put this here again. Okay. Awesome, sir. Looking good. All right, Baron. 44850 Seeley Drive. There's no suite number or anything of that nature. La Quinta, California, 92253. All right, we're all good. All right, Baron. Now, is the billing address the same or different to the card then?
Different.
Different than that. Okay. What would that billing address be?
The 1541 Forest Avenue. You know, actually, my credit card, American Express is my P.O. box. P.O. box.
Oh, okay. Okay.
With P.O. box 93126. Pasadena, California, 91109.
All right. Perfect. Okay. And you said the business card, is it at Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, okay? But I'm ready for the card number when you are.
You're at home. Anybody can hear it anyway.
No. It's strict policy. We're not allowed to spell it out loud.
Okay. 3727.
Mm-hmm. 280331. Okay. 13008. Awesome. And expiration date?
09/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
4 digits or the 3 digits?
I believe for American Express to be 4 digits, right?
5094.
Okay, perfect. Now, again, before I process the payment, I like to refresh a few times just in case. I want to make sure you're still at that discounted rate and nothing else is changing here as well. Okay, I'm going to make sure here. Okay. All right, still looks good. I'm going to go ahead and only process the payment for $299. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? Do not hang up. I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. So you should receive a text and an email, but whichever comes first, let me know so that I can walk you through so you can actually see your invoice and breakdown of everything we discussed, okay?
Yeah. American Express, the card payment just went through. All 3 alerts came through that my card has been used. Let's go to my email, see what we got here. Came through yet. Local slash charge. Check my text that we got there. These local special, local splash support team. Okay, local splash, okay, came through.
Okay, perfect. Which one, text or email?
Email. It says, please accept. Please click.
Yes, click on that. Or I said to assign a subscription term, something like that, I should say.
Access, one says something about Google local snacks terms experience.
Oh, so let me explain this part here. Yep. Everything we discuss is in here, but is also extra things that you can upgrade or downgrade to, things like that as well. That's going to be in there just in case you want to see everything as well, okay? That does not mean that it is what you're using. Like, for example, there's packages out there that we have that's pay per lead. That's not what you have. You have unlimited calls, unlimited leads, jobs, everything. So that's not the same package, okay? But please, I'm going to be here with you. So ask if you have questions or concerns. Once you get through everything to see that everything that we discuss is in there, at the bottom there's a checkbox you have to click, and then sign your name just like it shows on the card, just your first and last name, and then let me know when you get there, though, okay? But in the meantime, I'm going to stay silent on my end. Please ask away if you have anything there, okay?
I already signed it.
Oh, okay, Barry. I believe thank you for your trust in me on this, then. I appreciate that. Where does it take you next?
You have me going back to the same page. Okay. Certified that authorized user. Check that box there. Products includes total calls. Check out this. Opt out of SMS communication. What is that?
That's text messaging.
But
no,
why
I would keep
phone
that.
Number? That's not my phone number.
Which phone number is popping up there?
That's my office line. 760-610-5312, and I never use that.
Okay, so hold on. Let me make sure I come back here. And what is the cell phone number? Is that the one that we're calling from right here? The ending with the 530 or 5312, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 626-644-1926. All my different lines are forward to my cell phone, but I won't receive a text that way, though.
Okay. I'm going to make sure to add this number in here then. Sorry. Can you go over that number one more time? Your cell phone number. Can we go over that one real quick?
Cell phone number, 626-644-1926.
Perfect. And the phone number that it's showing in there, though, that's your landline for your business, correct?
That's landline, right.
Okay, just making sure.
So the local people around here see that number and know there's a local business, you know, versus
yeah,
the 66 on the West Coast debt.
I love it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Just wanted to make sure we have everything right here. Okay, so. All right, I'll fix this on my end for to make sure that we're contacting. Now I need to make sure I put those notes in here as well too, that the customers contact that number instead. I don't want them calling you in the weird numbers here.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So us to reach out to you, we'll call those 626. 644-1926, and then
landline is
62 ending with the okay. How? All right. Finally moving along here, man. Just making sure. All right, so that part is fixed on my end over here. I want to make sure I refresh that one. 760-610-5312 is for the landline. Awesome. Love it. Okay. Modified. All right, so we're all good over here. Thanks for catching that. Anything else we got, though, as well?
They won't let me go forward.
Not letting
you
go
once
forward.
I print my name, once I print my name in there, you know, it says, mm-hmm. Confirm signature. I push confirm, and it says signature does not match. Please type in your name exactly as it appears, and I did.
Okay. Did I misspell your name by accident somehow?
No. I mean, as far as I know, because I don't see my name nowhere on it, but where you told me where it says the sign.
B-A-R-O-N, right?
Yes.
Okay. D-U-R-E-M-S?
No, B as in boy, B-U-R-E-M-S.
That's why. Okay.
All right. Hold on tight here, sir.
These systems are acting very, very strange here. Okay. Refresh it. It should be under for with the B as in boy.
All right, let's redo it. Let's see. We're out completely. Well, come back in. Okay. Move the squares. Takes me to need pictures and everything, but that's the only one. Let's see. No, I'm not. Now lost the way you sent me. You must have eat send it to me text. For some reason, I can't find the damn thing.
What do you mean?
Well, I just signed it and closed out, tried to refresh it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where the hell it went. This is the invoice. Let's see. Oh, that's right. Click here. That's what it is. Click here. Go to the bottom. Sign. Let's see. I certified that I am the authorized holder. Press it to go there, type in name. Okay, fine. Yeah, it still says that signature does not match. Type in your name. I typed in my name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how about this then? I'm going to fix things on my end over here, Baron. Don't worry about signing this as of right now. Tomorrow, our technician call with you is bright and early, right at 7 a.m., 7 to 8.
Okay.
They'll walk you through on there as well to develop your passcode and everything and log into your next best friend, which is your dashboard, your tracking system. That's the only reason I wanted you to see this and do this so that you can see that we have things in motion already for you. But I'm going to do this right now for you, okay?
I want to see it, but it won't let me go forward.
I know. It's having a little issue there somehow. I don't know what's happening. So,
does it make sense to go on the computer, or will it still work on the phone?
It will work on both. Yeah, it will work on both.
Okay, so let me go to my computer just in case there's something different. Or click here. And then go down to the little box. Click the box.
and certify my name. Confirm. Nope. Won't let me do it there neither.
Okay. Don't stress about it, man. I want to make sure that you have the technicians with you on this as well, too, to go over that so that way they can show you how it works, how you can maneuver through, track your calls, see your website, update the website, everything. I want to make sure you get the, you know, Disney-type service, I guess you can say. You know what I mean? Get that Disney feel here. So,
tomorrow
7 a.m. Yes, go
okay.
ahead.
So, when I hook up with them tomorrow, they'll show me how to log into my site or my
correct.
Whatever it is. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I say, okay.
Yeah.
That same login will be the two sites.
Yeah, I want to make sure they show it because, again, seeing everything as a whole, you're like, oh, man, this could be overwhelming. But once they walk you through everything to show you all that, you'll love it. I know that for a fact. So, because that as a business owner, you can see all of your information of your analytics. You know where to plug in more things and where to go, what customers, demographics, all of that. So you're really going to love it.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to show you. But we'll show you tomorrow morning. We'll get this thing running for you. Okay, Baron?
Okay. No problem. Thank you, sir. Have a good
day. Hey, no, thank you. You too. Hey, wait. Welcome to the family, man. I told you I'll say that.
That's the money.
Yes, sir. Let's make some money. We'll show you the money, all right? You take
That's
care.
Right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, sir.